أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والذين هاجروا في الله من بعد ما ظلموا لنبوئنهم في الدنيا حسنة ولأجر الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 41 of Surah An-Nahl speaks of hijrah. Hijrah is to migrate from one homeland to another homeland, from one country to another country, from one town to another town. And the objective is that the migration is undertaken for the pleasure of Allah. Today many people are migrating. You find migration is taking place all over the world, around the world. But we find primarily people are migrating for the sake of material gain. There is a better opportunity in a different country, so people are undertaking a migration. That is not referred to as hijrah in the terminology of Sharia. Hijrah is when a person undertakes migration for the sake of Allah and motivated by the concern that he has for the practice of deen. Today, unfortunately, sometimes we find a person migrating to another country for material gain, and the opportunity to practice deen over there is even lesser than that in his own country. But he doesn't mind that. He says, it's fine, I'll move to the other country. I can lose in terms of my deen, I'll be losing, it's fine. In terms of upbringing my children, it's okay. But so long as I am gaining materially. And that is completely the opposite of what hijrah and migration stands for. So when a person migrates, the primary concern should be that of deen, preservation of deen. If there are material gains, then alhamdulillah, those material gains are what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has intended for that person. So that is hijrah, to undertake this journey for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fleeing injustice, fleeing oppression, and concern for the preservation of deen. So you don't have the freedom to practice deen where you are living. Then it is necessary for you to undertake a hijrah when the opportunity arrives and move to a place where you will be given the opportunity to practice your deen freely. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were two hijras, there were two migrations that were undertaken. The first hijrah was the migration to Abyssinia, today known as Ethiopia. That was the first hijrah that was undertaken by a small group of Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala majma'in. And there were two batches and two groups of Sahaba that had undertaken this hijrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not undertake this hijrah and this migration. The second hijrah that was undertaken, the more famous one and the one we are all aware of, was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hijrah to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. There we find also that the whole objective of that hijrah was motivated by the fact that the Muslims could not practice their deen openly. They were not experiencing freedom of religion where they were based. They were suffering oppression. And there was concern for the preservation of their deen. And that is what motivated them to undertake the hijrah to Medina, to Munawwara. In fact, it was obligated upon them to undertake the hijrah. But there also, there was, for example, amongst those who had undertaken the hijrah, there was a certain sahabi. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention of him in a hadith of his. He had undertaken the hijrah with the objective of marrying a woman in Madinah Munawwara. So imagine, he was moving with the sahaba and he was moving with these noble souls who had undertaken hijrah for the pleasure of Allah. But his objective was to get married to a certain woman. She said to him, if you want to marry me, you will undertake the hijrah for my sake. Come to Madinah Munawwara and marry me over there. So he had undertaken the same journey, the same amount of difficulty, the same amount of sacrifices, but he had been deprived of the reward of hijrah. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى, you will get whatever intention you make. Whatever hijrah or whatever motivates you to make the hijrah, you will get it. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى, فَمَنْ كَانَ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If your hijrah was to get Allah and His Rasul, you'll get it. That is what you will get out of a hijrah. You will find Allah, you'll find His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى امْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِحُهَا. If your hijrah is undertaken for the sake of a woman, then you will get her, you will marry her. Because that was the objective and the whole idea of your hijrah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي اللَّهِ, those who had undertaken the hijrah, the migration, فِي اللَّهِ, for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, مِن بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا, after they had been oppressed, لَنُبَوِّئَنَّهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا. Allah says, in this world, we will give them a good place of residence. In this world, لَنُبَوِّئَنَّهُمْ, so long as they are motivated by deen and by their concern for deen, and they are doing it for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will bless them and give them a good home in this dunya. وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ, and in the akhirah they will receive a greater reward than the reward that they will receive in this dunya. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ, if only they knew. If only they knew. You know, this is an expression that we sometimes use. You tell a person, if you want to explain the significance of something or the greatness of something or how much you enjoyed something, you tell him, if you only knew what a good time I had. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says over here, if they only knew. They cannot see the greatness and the significance and the huge reward of akhirah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the reward of akhirah is far greater if only they knew how great it was. الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the conditions that are required in order for one to fulfill this type of hijrah. Hijrah was no walk in the path for the sahaba. They had, people who were affluent and who were extremely wealthy in Makkah al-Mukarramah, overnight they undertook the hijrah and they became paupers and recipients of zakah because of the hijrah. They had to give up everything and they had to endure much when they embarked upon the hijrah. And it's such a great act that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, al-hijratu tahdimu ma kana qabla, that hijrah, it wipes away all the sins that a person had committed prior to hijrah. There are three deeds that have this type of an effect, that completely wipe out your previous life in as far as sin and that are concerned. One is Islam, the moment a person embraces Islam. Number two is hijrah, and number three is hajj. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, well, hajj. Hajj is such, يَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلًا, that hajj that you perform, it will completely wipe out the offenses and the sins and weaknesses and shortcomings that a person may have committed in the past from the time he attained puberty right up to that point when he performs hajj. Imagine he comes back with a completely clean sheet. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says he comes back like a child that was born. It's a rebirth. It's a rebirth. A new beginning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses that person with. The one who comes into the fold of Islam, the one who performs hijrah, and the one who undertakes the journey of hajj. And there are many similarities between hijrah and the journey of hajj in as far as difficulties and that are concerned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are two conditions. For the hijrah that one undertakes, الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا, there's much sabr that one will have to exercise. الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. And again you find the similarity in all three. When one comes into the fold of Islam, there's a lot of sabr that person will have to exercise Now that he has introduced a whole new lifestyle, a lot of sabr required. Then also in hijrah, a lot of sabr is required. Perseverance, endurance, patience, tolerance. And the same applies to the hijrah. And the same applies to hajj as well. When a person undertakes the journey of hajj, his level of sabr and patience will be tested. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ And the second quality that is required when one undertakes hijrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ And they place their trust only in Allah. Only in Allah do they place all their trust and they move in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah grant us the understanding.